Kol davar metunaf began li'i, the key, the tzawa, bein shal adam, bein shal tarnagolim, kiyotzi bahem, emayi b'chatzer, shiosh vim ba mater lo tzi an la'ashval leis hakisei, ravi lo klu. So, first of all, just one moment to discuss the issue of tzawa shal adam. The Beit Yosef notes that there's a interesting, well, if we got to go back to the Gemara for a moment, if we look at our Girsa in the Gemara, you will see that this halacha seems to be wrong, because our Gemara says, our Girsa says, that Tzawa Shel Adam actually is in Muksa. Why not? And you don't have to come onto the Hatter of Grashore. Why not? Because dogs eat it. Kelo shavel chaos. It's not just that. So dogs eat tzawa shel adam, and we know that animal food is not muksa. So therefore, you don't have to come onto the kula of graf shavei, and the Gemara then asks, but it should be noilad, and the Gemara says, yeah, it's like the rivers that flow. It sounds like it's saying that there should be no issue of noilad when it comes to something that you anticipate coming, which is actually a very important chiddush in the world of nolad. So according to our Girsa, then human waste is not muksa, and there's no issue of grashal rei. However, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, and many other Rishonim do not have our Girsa. They leave out like three lines in a Gemara. If you have your Gemara handy, let's just take a quick look. This is unfortunately right before we started, right before Perek Kol HaKelim, at the end of Perek Kol Kisvei. So, top of Kuf Chav Aleph on the base. The Gemara talks about Tzel Shel Katan. So the Gemara asks, four lines down, and this is the line that's omitted from the Rif's Girsa, starting from the middle of the fourth line. The halo hi atzma mulchanes leklavim, chitema delochazia le meesmol, batania naharos hamoshchin, vamayanos hanovin, harein kiragli kol adam. So even though these waters come from chutz l'tchum, they're not considered asr, they're not considered moksar, no lot. Belehi asniye yuma al tzoa shel tarnagol and mitnei katan. In other words, the issue of muks is only with respect to tzoa shel tarnagolim. Apparently, dogs eat human waste, though they don't eat tarnagol waste. Okay. So we have here a very important focus, right? Is tzoa shel adam muksa? That's, let's say, the Girsa of the Rif. Or is it not muksa because it's right at Chavim, and for that matter, it's not Nolad either. So, Rashi Shita, we understand it's written straightforward in the Gemara, but we don't actually know exactly why it is that the Rif disagrees. In other words, assuming that the Metzius is undisputed, and as far as we know, that's not subject to dispute. In other words, assuming that the Metzius is clearly that dogs eat human tzawa, so now, why would the Rif disagree? So, if you look at the Rashba and other Rishonim over here in Kuf Chaf Aleph, they say it's because of Nolad. Aye. But what happened to the Rai that the Gemara brought? What about Mayanos HaMoshchin? In other words, we know that the water that comes into town from the river isn't Nolad. So, what's the difference? So here we have different answers quoted. In the Achronim, the Eish el Avram, on our siman, Sif Katan Nun Tes, quotes from the Levush that it's because it's mos, and you don't give it to your kelev. But what?
It's in the Mishnah.
But no, it's not. I'm saying that's correct. That was fundamentally, yes. But in the Rishonim, we have different answers. The Ritva, or the Miuchas L'Ritva, the Lushita, the Ran that's Miuchas L'Ritva, says that the rivers are already are Vadai, This isn't Vaday. It's a hard, you know, not such a pashut answer because, you know, according to that, the Rif would agree, let's say your child makes a bowel movement every day, right? Every day. You know, you never go a whole day without changing a dirty diaper. So, Lachora, then it should be like the rivers.
Oh, there it is.
So that is what the Ritva answers. That doesn't seem to be what the Miuchas of the Ritva answers. And I think the easiest answer to understand, we'll put it that way, is exactly what Yehoshua said. The easiest answer to understand is in the Ritva, the Shita Laran, that the water in this case already exists. It's just Chos L'Tchum. And moreover, it's all connected. In other words, it's not even like a separate entity. All water is connected. Mashem kein soa, the lashon of the Ritva is nola gamor. So soa is nola gamor. Why is the Ritva? Why is Rashi long according to the Ritva? Why is soa muksa? If after all, it's animal food. Why is soa muksa? Because it's nola gamor. That's the answer of the Ritva and other Rishonim. Now, if that's true, so since we paskin like the Rif, so this is telling us something very important, which is that something that's nola gamor, even though it's totally predictable that it's going to come, you expect it to come, but it's a new creation, right? So it's, you know, more or less a new creation. So then it's going to be Aser. And the fact that you anticipate its coming is not a Matir. Now, we'll talk about that more in a moment, but I said before, L'chara, we don't paskin like Rashi, and that's probably true, though it is worthwhile to note that the Magen Avraham over here does cite Rashi as at least as a sniff. So perhaps we will include Rashi's position on occasion. But let's go back to the basic question. So an interesting application of this question is one that I think we alluded to in the previous year. It's a discussion in Simen Shinchas Hei Siv Dalet. And that is, if the Gayim make bread on Shabbos. Maybe if you haven't seen this, take a quick look. We talked about this last time when we were discussing coffee on Shabbos. Agav, the Agav showed me that in our discussion about the coffee makers, Rabbi Neuberger has four theories why it should be Aser in the Rabbi Willig English Bishul Sefer. Though none of them are so clear, actually. I'm not saying it's mutter, just you have to, it's not so pashut it's aser either. But if we look at Shin Chaf Hei, Sif Dalet, so pas, you'll see here why it's not so pashut to me, Machmir. Pas Shafa Gai, Ratma Shabbos. In other words, if a guy makes bread for a yid, of course that's aser. But here the guy made it for himself. And now you want to know, are you allowed to eat it? So, yesh osrim, yesh matirim. Shasat chak, ulitzarach mitzvah, gedom tzidis bris milah, ulitzarach brikas hamotzi, yesh osocha matirim. Good. Sumer. What's going on? So, here we have an issue of nolad. If you take a look at the Magen Avraham, or what's the reason for the machmirim? So there's actually two reasons for the Machmir. And look at the Magen Avraham over here. Sif Katan Yod, and Yesh Matirin. Desir Lahu Kevan, the Gavon Bei Adam, Lo Havei Lei Moksa. So the Osrim Sfir Lahu, the Davka Gavei Moksa Miren Kevan. The Lo Matzo So Midaito, Kevan Sha Adam Yachol Gomro. Mashem Kevan, Gavei Nola. So the Magen Avraham says that the Machmirim on this Shaila say that with respect to Nolad, we don't say Gamri Adam. And the Mekilim say no, even with respect to Nolad, we say Gamri Adam. So over here, we have a similar thing, right? We have this Tzoa, On the one hand, it's no lot. On the one hand, it's gamur de adam. Well, is it really gamur de adam? So that's going to depend. Do we say that something that's automatically going to come, not automatically, predictably going to come, more or less automatically going to come in this sense, you don't have to do anything, it's just, you know, every day your baby produces another dirty diaper. Could we be matir based off of gamur de adam? Now, what's the pshat over here? So the pshat over here is not so clear, right? It's aser, but there's makom ha'akel b'shas hadchak. And then, as I said, there's another reason to be machmir or mekel, and that's because of the gzeira. Now, let's say you held that the reason why it was aser over here, the machmirim, is because it's muksar, no lad. Another again, why is it no lot? Because this is a new creation, right? It started off Shabbos as flour and water, and now it's bread, something new. So if you're going to be machmir, it's no lot. So then, why are you allowed to bake bread on yantif? You know you're allowed to bake bread on yantif. Why don't we say it's no lot over there? So you have to say that it's no lot sheino gamor. Even old sheino gamor, that's not so kashut. On yantif. So on yantif, again, it's a little different because you're allowed to create the bread, right? You're allowed, there's no issur of making bread, and you can plan to make bread. But at the same time, we don't say it's aser al tzinolad. So the easiest thing to say is that it's gamur b'dei adam. So, well, that gamur b'dei adam is prevents it from being nolad. Just like gamur b'dei adam prevents it from being muksa. You know, the beans that are in your challenge aren't muksa on Shabbos because of gamur b'dei adam. So too, the flour, the bread isn't nolad because it's gamur b'dei adam. I have it in my power to make bread on yantif.
Is it as nolad or as nolad as muksa?
No. Oh, I don't think it makes a difference if it's a magician. It's not b'chol the iser of nolad. So that's why bread is mutter, right? Bread is mutter because it's gamur b'dei adam, right? On yantif, bread that you make is gamur b'dei adam. So if we're going to be matir bread because it's gamur b'dei adam on yantif, so if the guy makes this bread every single day, he has a bakery. He makes hundreds of loaves every single day. And more than, you know, and now the question is, can you take one of them? There's no issue with paying. He gives it to you. He didn't make it for you. He gave it to you. Here, he didn't give it to you. He threw it out. I don't know. Leftover. Whatever. He got over all the other issues. Right? So, why don't we say? It's also gamur b'dei adam. Now, in the end of the day, the Mishnah Brura says something interesting, and this is a little different than you might think when you first read the Magen Avraham. When you first read the Magen Avraham, you get the impression that this is no lot, and therefore it's aser, it's no lot gamor, right? Because we're mako for no lot, we pass the Egyptian, but we're machmir for no lot gamor. So when he says over here, it's sad for the machmir of his no lot, he means what? No lot gamor, which is exactly what the Ritva said. The Ritva said that soa is no lot gamor. However, the Mishnah Brura and the Shart Zion over there understands that what does it mean that it's mutter, it's not the Osrim or Aser because of Nolad. He means like the opinion that Nolad's Aser on Shabbos, the Bahag's opinion, right, which we don't accept. Magen Avraham is always fond of sort of invoking that view as an excuse to talk about Hochos Nolad. That's the way the Mishnah Brura is reading this Magen Avraham as well. But it's not actually the view we accept. So the way the Mishnah Brura understands it, really the reason why this is aser is nothing to do with nolad. Would it be nolad? The reason why it's for the osrim is because of the gzeira that you're going to ask him to bake for you, etc., etc. So again, let's go take a step back. So we started off with the question of why is it that soa is muksa? Soa is muksa. According to Rashi, soa of people is not muksa. According to the Rift Sola, Tzoa of people is Muksa. Why is it Muksa? Seemingly, according to the Rishonim, because of Nolad. Question, why is it Nolad? it always happens and predictably happens. Answer from the Ritva is because it's a new creation. And new creations, even if they predictably can come, are still knowed, right? It's a question. That's true. So, in other words, this is because it's Nolad Gamor. Nolad Gamor, there is no Kula. Now, if that's true, so then we have the question of Gamor, that would, on the one hand, explain the Machmirim for bread in terms of Simen Shin Chatei. On the other hand, that would leave us with the question of why is bread Asir and Mutar on Yantif? So the answer we're saying is no. Actually, if it's going to predictably come, that this would not be Nolad. This would not be Nolad. That's at least what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be accepting. Bread wouldn't be Nolad. What he says about Tzawa, I don't know. But bread wouldn't be Nolad. And the reason why bread is Muksa, that was made by a guy, is because of a separate reason, a special Zera. But in a Hanami, mitzad nolad, there would not be a problem. Despite the fact that we passed him like this, Riff. Yes?
Is Rebbe interchanging Karnon with the Adam and Mayanos and Ovim?
No. It's not interchanging that. The question that Mayanos and Ovim are certainly mutter, right? And the reason is, let's say for the Ritva, because the reason why is because according to the Ritva, it's already ba'olam and it's just upstream, and one unit anyway. Good. So Mayanos and Ovim is okay. As we assume that that is not Nolad. But now the question is, what about Tzoa? Why is Tzoa Nolad? So, sounds like from the Ritva, Tzoa is Nolad Gamor, and therefore, Ladidan, it's Aser. And now we have a different question, which is, when something is Nolad Gamor, would there be a heter of Gamor B'diadam? As we know, there's a heter of Gamor B'diadam with respect to Muksa. Something that was Muksa Ben Hashmashos. And normally we would say Miku Diskatzai. We don't say that rule where it's Gamor B'diadam. So could you say such a svara by Nolad as well? So that's a question. Is that a good svara or not a good svara? I don't know. But the Magen Avraham sounds like that's the machlokas in Shin Chavei, that the machmirim say the bread is nolad, and the mekilim say the bread is mutter because of gamru de'adam. So it sounds like, oh, we have a machlokas. Does gamru de'adam help for nolad, or does it not? Maybe gamru de'adam just helps for muksa. But if that's true, then I have a question. Why is it mutter on yantif, bread? Why don't we say it's nolad?
In the Eastern bread, the guy, why didn't he go yantif?
Everybody agrees you can make bread on yantif, correct. So why wouldn't that be nolad?
Could it be they don't hold that's common with the other one? I mean, by guy, but on yantif they say it is conceived?
Yes, you could say such a spot. But you could also say fakir. So, but that is a possibility, and maybe that's what the Magen Avraham would say. I agree. The Mishnah Berurah, though, gives a different answer. The Mishnah Berurah says this is not Nolad Gamor. When the Magen Avraham says the reason for the Osrim is because Nolad, he didn't mean Nolad Gamor, he means Nolad Sheino Gamor, and he's referring to the view of the Bahav who says that Nolad is Aser. Yes.
For Shlomo Zalman, things coming down is all about when it's automatic. Isn't it sort of like what Johnny was saying, it probably is almost interchangeable as my own.
I wasn't saying it was interchangeable. I'm saying,
I'm not saying it's your question. I'm saying on my own. But for Shlomo Zalman, would it be interchangeable?
Anything that's automatic and guaranteed.
Even though I didn't do any action, it's also going to be governed by the other. Isn't that the same principle of my own?
Maybe, but you don't have to come on to. You have an easier way to be Mako from Mayanos and Ovos, which is that it's because it's Ba'olam and it's Ba'olam and it's not something new. Are you saying anyway because it's Moksa Gazad of Etzchon? Yeah. And a Hanami. Maybe if you assume like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, then you could maybe more or less say that Mayanos and Ovos is basically another way of saying, maybe. You pointed out in Seder that Rosh Hashanah Zalman is a very mistaber chiddush, but it does seem to go against the everybody else. Yeah. Yes.
I'm just a bit confused. The Mishnah Berurah's answer that by bread is not the gomer, it's the lachomer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect how he understands our accused by tzair?
I don't know. In other words, now this is what he says by there. Now let's come back to tzoa, right? You could say that tzoa is worse than bread, because bread, all the ingredients are around, you're just combining them to create a new entity, and tzoa is a new entity, but you could also say tzoa is exactly the same thing. So all the ingredients are around.
But if you see by a chicken, for example, egg's not around, it's inside the chicken. Right? So I would say the other way.
Well, at the end of the day, that's actually not why we're machmir for eggs. So, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how you would put those two points together.
You see,
but the pashup is nivon bala.
Right.
So what are you trying to prove?
Flour to bread, so flour to water.
No, because flour, I would have thought, intuitively I would have said flour into bread is much more nola. It's not just that you're combining ingredients, it's not like a salad, right? It's not like bread is just a combination of flour and water mixed together. That's dough. I agree. Dough made bread, again, you could argue, is an entirely new entity that's comprised of ingredients that existed before Shabbos, but it's an entirely new entity. This relates to the discussion we're having during lunch about the newspaper, right? How do you look at a newspaper? Do you look at it as Noah Gomor, or do you say no? The ink was around, the paper was around. Okay, you have something, a new entity, that's a newspaper that comes from old things, is that Noah Gomor is in El Geneva. We saw the contemporary posting debate that point. And then there's a further debate whether you say in Achim Lanachri helps, right? Which would also be relevant over here with respect to the Gaiish bread that's baked, right?
Eggs don't come out every day from a chicken. It's
that's taco, very good question. In other words, that question over there is asked. Do we shown him ask that question, right?
It's worse because it's a database paper. You knew they do it every day. It's still not like my own. And open because you don't have that. It's like a human.
Right, good, but right here.
Yeah,
he asked that question. Why is it? Why isn't that? And he says it's not really because of Nolad. Right? Here, he says like this. He asked the Shiloh, why is a Bates of Nolad? And she gives two answers. Some say debates akevan dagida beima kegufadamia. Fine. B'chol omed loyot. Fine. Okay. Anyway. All right. I want to go on. This was just actually sort of a minor point, but this sugya of tzoba really is actually a very broad question, possibly that relates to a lot of different things. Okay, let's turn to the basic heter grasha rei. So we know, as we discussed on Friday, that there is this heter grasha rei of tiltul muksa. A very interesting question is, should you try to avoid this? In other words, let's say you could have a guy move the grasha rei, or you could do tiltul min atzad, or something like that. Do you have to do it? Or to put it differently, is it hutra or dechuya? What does hutra mean? Lo gazru. They weren't gozer in nisar muksa when it's something that's disgusting, and we'll have to define what grasha rei is in a minute, anur, or no, vade, it's muksa, and of course, if you could try to avoid it, you should. So maybe there's a couple of diyukim that you could make in both directions. We'll see what the poskim say in a moment. On one possible diuk, is in the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Tesvav. Please take a look in Shinchas. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Tesvav, a little earlier. This we discussed on Friday. It's talking about moving the table with the klipa. And he writes, right, Menasa Tavla, just read the whole thing, really, we want the end part, but let's just read it for context. Hu daf hamunach ala shulchan kidei losam ala malachem, hua din ma papusa v'tama hater hu, kev de lo mital to lo biyadayim. Hua din ima virim al yidei davar acher, kigon shu megar usam al yidei sakin, min ama pa de mutter. That's the infamous Taz. V'im hu tzarech l'shtamish b'akum shemunach sham ha'atzam l'sfak libu. D'zemek ritotum natzad v'shari, it'll come on. Then this come to our beachad, umaus alav lanichan kach, ala shulchan, motor lavirim biyadayim. Oh, dizehu la lididekigashori, tremendous. So you have a whole collection of the shells, and it's maus. So then you don't have to bother with the knife, right? Motor tatal biyadayim. So the implication is, you know, you have this eitz over here doing the taz using the knife. But, so if it's not a grath, so you have to use the knife to remove the shells. But if it is kegrash ori, so you don't have to use the knife, even though you could use the knife. Now, he doesn't say it explicitly, but you get the impression that it's a heter, even when it's efshar bin yinacher. And the pshat would be, like we said, that the graf shalvei, they weren't misakin muksa ki agavna. Now, on the other hand, from the Magen Avraham, sifkata nun ches, maybe you have a raya lahachmir. Let's take a look there. Yeah.
The chira with the bra, when he says he's a knife, that wants to speak with the side on the table. Then he says, but if you're on the table, will be.
When Megara Osam Alde Sak and Minamapa. Good. That same thing you could do when there's a lot, no? What does it mean your Megara Osam Minamapa? And where do they go? Yeah. Take a look at the, as I said, the Magen Avraham, Sifkata Nun Ches. Don Sif on the Dalad. Imay Yibachatzer, Sheyoshin Ba Motzer Lotzim La'ashpa. So the Magen Avraham says, Sheyoshin Ba Pereshadar Ba. Right, in other words, when you have tzawa to remove it because of grash aray, so it depends. If this is a chatzer that you hang out in, there's tashmishi dira, so fine, then it's mutter. Right, so let's say your backyard. Let's say your dog goes out to the backyard and it does its business, right? And you don't hang out in your backyard, so you wouldn't be able to clean up after your dog. It's not bothering you. V'nir li, demunach b'mavli, v'malkul jesus haregel, moter l'salko l'tzdadim. So a couple of things. Number one, this is a very important cool one, in other words, let's say you're walking your dog, and your dog does its business in the middle of the sidewalk. So, is it mutter to clean up after your dog? Well, Chora, according to this Magen Avraham, it should be mutter, because that's makom drisus harego, and it's a chiddush, because even though no one's like sitting on the side, I mean, sometimes people do sit on the sidewalk, but let's say they don't. They're just.
I live in Washington Heights, I read this.
Right, so Washington Heights. That's interesting, Shaila. If you're allowed to move muksa, that's bothering a guy, I don't know. I don't know if there'd be a heter of a Groucho Ray for him. But anyway, but here, if you leave a mess, so people are going to, it's Makom Jesus Arago, it's mutter. They might step on it, maybe even if they wouldn't step on it, even if it's by a tree, but it's gross. In other words, people, it's a very unpleasant thing to walk by tsoa. And therefore, it sounds like the Magen Avraham is mego. Now, that's the basic hara, which is an important hara to note. But maybe you could be medayik that it's mutter l'salkel l'tzadik. In other words, you can't do more than necessary. You can't, pick it up and bring it to the ashpa. However, I don't know if that's a very strong diuk. Maybe that's what you would do during the week also. If you saw tsoa, you wouldn't pick it up. Cleaning up after your dog with your own hands, the way people do it nowadays, that's not the way they used to do it. So I don't know if so much of a diuk. Lahachmir. Now, a very similar question. Oh, so before we get to the similar question, among poskim, so the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir. Also, they say from Rav Moshe, he's machmir. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShabbos in Ha'ara Taf Tzadi argues that the Stimas HaPoskim is lahakel. Nobody ever said that. Now, you could say, we had a diak from the Mishnah Brura, lahakel, and this diak from the Magen Avraham, it's not much of a diak. So nobody ever said, in the classical poskin, that you have to avoid this. You have to try to avoid it. So therefore, more or less, the Orcho Shabbos, not here, where he said, the Orcho Shabbos Ha'ara Taf Tzadi is Mako. Very similar question would be, again, if you pick up your Groucho Ray, do you have to put it back down at the first possible moment, or could you put it away? Now, for the Magen Avraham, it would be okay anyway, because when you pick it up a heter, you could put it down wherever you want. But if you follow the Gon Gaon, so I'll give you a common example. I had a friend who, they used to take out their garbage. They would put their garbage in their garage. And so you'd go from the kitchen through the laundry room to the garage. So in the kitchen, oftentimes, garbage will be Groucho Ray. Let's say it is. So I'm allowed to take it from the kitchen, but do I have to put it down in the laundry room? Do I have to put it down there? Because nobody's in the laundry room on Shabbos. It wouldn't bother anybody to leave it in the laundry room. Or could I take it all the way out to the garage and put it in the cans like I would always do, like I'd like to? Right? I'm sorry? Well, don't stop. Just go. So, if you follow the Magen Avraham, again, there's nothing to talk about, but let's say you're following the Vilna Gaon, that we don't, by muksa, we don't say just because it's biado behater. So this might be similar, it's not necessarily, but it might be a similar question to what we said before. You could argue, no, even if you say it's hutra, it's only hutra as long as it's a graf. It's not really Groucho Ray anymore once you're standing there in the laundry room. And therefore, even if you're mekel on the first question, here you could be machmir. Here you'd have to be machmir. On the other hand, you could argue the opposite way, that here you could be mekel because you always could throw in the Magen Avraham. So it's not clear. From the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Samech, it sounds like he's mekel on the Shaila, but he's only mekel because of his shita. In fact, he invokes his shita, that once you're carrying it, you could keep on carrying it. I don't know if you could bring a rai from the Magen Avraham to the Machmir. In other words, the Magen Avraham says the reason why it's mutter to, in this case, to take it out to the garage and not stop in the laundry room is because of what I said, that once you picked it up, it had to. It's the same Shaila. He's saying once it's in your hand, you're allowed to bring it back because it's already in your hands, right?
It could be that they said that the heter is to take all the way to Ashpa and then bring it back.
Again, the Magen Avraham says that the reason why, if it's already, there's a shaila, you're allowed to bring it back, right? We'll talk about when could you bring it back. You need water to bring it back. Oh, so normally you need water to bring it back. Good. But the Magen Avraham says, yeah, but if you're holding it anyway, you don't need water. And that's based off of my shita, that anything it's ba'odu biyadu behater is mutter. So over there, but what do you see? If that wasn't true, Now, again, I don't think it's such a, you can't bring such a deal from the Magen Avraham who's Mako to the Machmir. But you might have made the following argument. Look, the Magen Avraham saying that just because it's in your hands, if it wasn't for my kula, it would be also to bring back, right? So what would you have to do? You'd have to drop it at the first possible moment.
But the
heter
of
Rav Shirai
is, you're allowed to carry to the
Ashpa,
even according to the Gra, but to bring it back, you need the
Magen Avraham. But why, okay, I agree, that's exactly my question. My question is, without the heter of the Magen Avraham, do we have a heter that you're allowed to carry it more than necessary? Or is the only heter ever to carry it more than necessary, only the heter of the Magen Avraham? That's my Shaila. I don't know. Yes.
Wouldn't in this particular scenario he'd be allowed to bring it out because he's, even if he's not using his laundry room on Shabbos, it's still a Malkum Shadarsha, meaning he lives in his.
There's no dira in the laundry room. I mean, for most people, as I said, if I gave my example of my friend, right? I don't think they do anything in their laundry room besides laundry. So, and laundry's not something you would normally do on Shabbos.
He puts a mezuzah on the door of his laundry room.
Yeah, but that's a beishar. You put, and anyway, things, storage, you put them, I mean, that's the shaila, but, you know, we put mezuzahs on a lot of things, like a beishar, like a storage room, and the likes. I don't think tashmish edira, with respect to a mezuzah, is the same thing as tashmish edira over here. Over here, again, if you never hang out in your laundry room, so then it's not makom dira for these purposes. Now, Agav, in terms of this heter that the Magen Avraham says, that let's say if it's makom drisas b'nei adam, even though it's not really a makom of like a mavoi, even though it's not really a makom dira, it's mutter. So you could ask on him from the Gemara in Erevin Kuf Dalet Amud Beis by Sheretz. The Orcho Shabbos brings up this question. The Gemara there says that if it weren't for the principle of entras b'mikdash, you couldn't move a sheretz from the mikdash. But it's makom madrisas b'nei adam. People, Kohanim at the very least, were like walking all over the place.
And they're barefoot.
So, okay, I don't know if it's a pircha, but it's a ha'ar at the very least, that this Magen Avraham is a bit of a chiddush that you might have thought from the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch that it's only if it's really a makom dira and not a makom drisa. And therefore, mavoi. Like a mavoi, okay, it's not so nice when you walk by, you know, Washington Heights, we all know there are things on the floor and like, you don't like them and it's not so pleasant, so you just walk by them and you don't linger. Like the dead mice on the floor, or all sorts of things, right? You just go. So you might have thought that's not a kula. This is, so the Magen Avraham's a chiddush. Okay. Now, let's talk about what is considered graf shalei. This is like the big question over here. Not everything that's, you know, just I guess from a reflection of the fact that we don't always mount to everything for graf shalei is the sifla medal, where we say when you have tzoa, you know, in the backyard, so that's not a graf shalei, and therefore, if you're afraid that your kid is going to step in it, so you have to, it's much of a chasus love kli, but you're not allowed to move it, right? The fact that your kid is hanging out in the backyard doesn't seem to be enough of a graf shalrei to be matir moving the tzoa. So we have to figure out what is included in this kula. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in many sources as saying that anything that's gorem in imut, unpleasant, is included in the heter grasharei. That's a chiddush. In other words, you might have thought that grasharei means it's gross, it's disgusting, it's maus. But unpleasantness, that's not a heter to move moksa. So where is he coming from? So l'chora, there are a couple of rayos, I think, that you could break. Number one is the Gemara employs the heter of grasharei to clean the table for Rabbi Nechemia. And I don't know. I don't think Imamish was like disgusting in the sense of, you know, if you don't clear the table, so it's not pleasant to have all the dirty dishes left on the table. But is it like terribly mos? No, but it's unpleasant. Along similar lines, the Gemara Beitza that says Shiari Kosos would be Rav Shalrei. Again, are they smelly? I don't think so, necessarily. They're not so gross to have a empty wine cup with a little bit of wine or bread stuck to the bottom. Not pleasant, you know, especially if it's in your dining room and you're going to be sitting in your dining room. It's not like nice to have around, but it's not gross. And still, we're matir. Again, maybe along similar lines, the Gemara employs the heter of Rav Shalrei when it comes to the leaky roof. So again, over there, is it gross? Not necessarily. Well, no, you're going to put the bucket there, and it's not going to dissolve the tit. That's the whole point. So you're putting the bucket to prevent it from dissolving the tit. So again, roof leaky, you know, it's not clean water. It's your animal won't even drink this water. Again, but it doesn't. I don't think it's so. You know, Pashto says it's not like smelly, just because leaky water is. It's not pleasant, but it's not smelly. So I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush that it doesn't need to be mos, it just has to be unpleasant, is really very much grounded in all the sources of the Gemara, all the various examples that we bring. And again, that's going to be very relevant for things like we talk about garbage and the like, which oftentimes is going to be unpleasant, though not disgusting. Now, the Ramah and a Reish Ayin Tesef base is clear that this is totally in people. If I personally find it unpleasant, then it's okay. It doesn't. Even if I'm an istinus, it doesn't matter that you it doesn't bother you. If it bothers me, then it's going to be mutter. And again, sorry. Another raya may be a little bit for. It's really no bigger rise than the Gemara, I guess. But the Mishnah Berurah that we just saw before, Kuf Tesvav, about clearing the table from the shells, again, there too, I don't think it's... he says that if there's a lot, it's a graf shalrei, it's mutter, even though I don't think it's necessarily disgusting, which is further support for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says... so I don't think that basic definition of ini imut is such a chiddush. I mean, it's a chiddush. She's the first one that I saw that really formulated it that way, but in light of all the gemaras, I think it's very mistaber. Shlomo Zalman, though, in the Dirshu, note 134, says a really massive chiddush, which is that a hammer on your table, so maybe it could be mutter because of Tzarech Makomo, and that we saw in Machlokas between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, whether that's considered Tzarech Makomo or not. You don't actually need this spot, it's just you want it to be clean, to be nice. But he says it's also mutter. Let's say it wasn't a kli shmachdol yeser. Let's say it was a kli shakol malachdol yeser and you're machmir on a chayla. But it's grasharei, because it's very unpleasant to have a hammer on your table. That's a very big chiddush. Why? I just told you in imut isn't such a chiddush, so why is this different? So it's a chiddush because, let's go back for a second. We said klipos are not graf shalrei, right? Maybe a lot are, but a couple of them aren't. So I would have thought, without Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would have thought that something that's unpleasant because it's dirty or the like we said, the dirty dishes or the shiari kosos or the like, that I understand is going to be bechlal heter gashavei. But something that's only unpleasant because it's, you know, not so Shabbos-tic. It's not nice to have your hammer on your table on Shabbos, but it's not for anything else. I don't know. To me, that's a chiddush, that too is considered. Again, it is unpleasant. There is in the imut. That's a chiddush, though, that is going to be okay. But I think what certainly is relevant for this question is, again, when it comes to things like garbage or the like, even if it's not smelly, but it's unpleasant to have around in your living space, and you're actually there, then it would be okay. Yeah?
Who's passing Migli from the Gemara on Mem Zayin? You have to be able to see it.
Well, what's the Nafka Mina? What's the case?
Something that you can smell and can't see.
Dirty diaper in a plastic bag.
Garbage in a garbage can.
Right. You're saying if it's covered.
That's the smell, yeah.
Well, it depends. But usually, often, some... Okay, no, so then, fine. That's... Whatever it is, right? But that's the question. If it's... If you can't see it, but you can smell it, what's the halacha? That's not paskin anywhere in Shulchan Aruch? Specifically?
The grub brings the Gemara and Reishayim S. He's just been saying it.
Okay, you know what? To check. Good question. Perfect. I would think that there should be a place where there's we could find a raya for that. Now, so let's talk a little bit about Sifla Amid Hay, since we already started bringing it up. It says over there in Osin, Afal Pishimotel Otsi Graf Sharei. The avet shall name a lion, aser lahachziram al imkay nosim lasochan mayim. So to bring it back, you need mayim. So what does that mean? So let's see. The magen avram aser lachziram maus kol kach to lochazi afil lochazis b'mon. So why? Because it's so disgusting. In other words, it should be mutter. He's really saying the question, right? This should be like a kli. You shouldn't walk the ladder, right? You're not allowed to. What's wrong with bringing this back without water? So the answer is it's gross. And even though a kli that's rei l'chas b'mana is retains tars kli, but this I wouldn't even be l'chas b'mana. That's what he says. Good. So, here we have a very difficult issue, which is, okay, it's true that it's not Rawi L'chasos Mana, but it's a Klishmach L'heter. It's Rawi to use again, right? It's right to use again, to go to the bathroom. I would have thought, right? Now, yeah, it's true. This potty is mamish, a pretty smelly potty. That's for sure. No question about it. But it's perfectly good for its use as a potty. And so why do I need the water, the Kikar Matinok type heter, to bring this back? Mishabura says if it's Matechas, so then it's not so Maus. Okay? We saw some of the poskim, contemporary poskim, in Dirshu Note 139 say that our plastic potties also, you know, when you wash them out, are not so gross, so you could bring them back. They would be like matachas or schuches. But I don't understand the whole halacha. This whole halacha doesn't make any sense to me. Because why don't we just say it is taras kli as a potty, right? And it's, I don't know, it should be a klishim lachto leheter. So maybe you'll tell me, yeah, it's kli shel maktater. What do you mean? It's the whole purpose of this kli is to be mishamish muksa, right? To hold tzava. So it's muksa. So therefore, it should be aser. But we know, let's say by the ma'os, mita shiyachta l'ma'os, so we treat that as kli shel maktal iser. Fine, but it's a kli shel maktal iser. In other words, even if you hold, so maybe Rabbeinu Tam says it's muksa gamor. But that's not the machmir view cited by the Ramah. So it should be, if you want to say that because the whole purpose of this potty is to hold muksa, and you want to say it's a kli shel maktal iser, fine. So, okay, so I should be able to bring it back to use letzarach gufa. So maybe you'll tell me I only need water to bring it back if I don't want to use it the rest of Shabbos. So you could say that. Well, that's one answer that you could say. In other words, we paskin that if you do have water, it's mutter to bring back even if you don't need it. That's a mission for a kuflam at ches, not like Rabbeinu Yerucham. But still, it sounds like to bring it back anytime you need water, and otherwise it's aser. Yeah. Okay, you're right. I don't have a raya brura from there. Fine. Okay, so just misvara. I don't understand why this is a kli shemalachta leheter. It's a kli that has a use. The use is to go to the bathroom on it, and that's a heter use. So why shouldn't I be able to bring it back for that purpose, even without any water, and even though it's mamish gross? That's a very simple question. Now, the Chazonish mem ches yud was so bothered by this question that he says, yeah, nachanami. The whole din, it basically is a kli shel maktal leheter, and the only reason you need water to bring it back is some type of gzeira, separate gzeira. And he says that answers the question that the Ma'ariv Yabuhav asked, which is, we only said kigan v'tinok u'neis b'vado. The answer is, you're right, this is a bezundera chumra. It's against the Magen Avraham, it's against the Mishnah Brura. It's a very compelling answer. It's the only, but it you know, I guess it highlights the strength of this question. It's really a very, very troubling question. Along similar lines, I guess to highlight the strength of the question, the Merkavas HaMishnah notes that the Rambam doesn't pask in this halacha that you need water to bring it back. And he says, yeah, that's because there's a libid Reb Yehuda that you would need water to bring it back, who's machmir from Muksa Machmas Mios and the like. But Ladidan, of course you don't need water. So again, it's a great pshat in the Rambam, but it's against Shulchan Aruch. So we're left wondering, you know, other than the, you know, the Chazon Ish, who also basically does away with this din, is there any, again, fundamentally, he would agree practically you need water, but again, it's not like the Magen Avraham or the Mishnah Berurah, the like. So I think, you know, if you don't want to say like the Chazon Ish, what you see from here is a very interesting idea, which is that something that's super duper disgusting is not a kli. It's batel mitaris kli. Not just like muksa machmas mias, like the ner yashan, which is like unpleasant, but you know, not more. Something that's mamish gross beyond belief, like this
carne dumna.
Maybe like carne dumna, maybe even but again, this is not as bad as carne de umna in the sense that carne de umna are super gross but melachta lisser. This is super gross but melachta leheter. So in a sense, this is a bigger chiddush that it should be, it's batel taras kli just because it's super duper gross. Yes?
Moshe Sfad.
Yeah, what is his answer? Great. Why? That doesn't help me. Kli shel maktal leheter. You think that this is that you have, it's a kli shel maktal leheter letzarach gufo. So it's efshay de mayim gevaldik. So do we never have that? It's like if I'm allowed to bring my cup to the table, I should put water in it to bring it to the table. But this is a kli shel maktal leheter letzarach gufo. Why should I need kikar v'tino? Because it's efshay de mayim.
Yeah, but
You're right that it's efsher, so you should do it. So good. Maybe when I'm setting my table, so I should, before, and I bring out every glass, I should fill it up with a little water before I bring it out, because it's efsher d'maya. Right? It's, and there's, that's, I don't know why I need that. So that's what, again, I think what the Maamar Avraham is saying, when he's saying it's not a kli, is this tremendous chiddush, which is that, you know, we always, throughout this whole limud, we're trying to figure out what a kli is for purposes of muksa. It's a great question. So, you know, the basic definition is something manufactured that for a use is not, it has a kli, has a status of a kli. And this is, that's true when it's something that you can, like, be around. But something that is so gross that you, like, try to stay as far away from it as possible is apparently not a kli. At least that's what it seems like the Magen Avraham is assuming.
But doesn't the Magen Avraham explicitly assume that it's still a kli?
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's saying, he says, like, I don't have to be in this kasha by the Mari Abu because it's a kli. I mean, Mari Abu would see what Rebbe's saying, because he says, meaning he
no,
has a kasha because it's
right, so
the same category.
It's a great question. So the Magen Avraham is like, is you're saying is burning the candle at both ends, right? On the one hand, he's saying that it's most kolkach, and therefore you need to bring back water, right? But at the same time, we're going to allow for the heter kikar v'tinok because it's also a kli. Yeah, I think that's a great point. And that's why this is such a chiddush. But on the other hand, it's a chiddush that comes out from the Gemara. So it's not quite like a dead body. It's more of a kli than a dead body, but it's still not enough of a kli to say that it's a kli shel machtel heter, that's mutter l'tatel l'tzar gufo. That maybe if you hold like the Ran, who says that all muksa machmas miyos is only muksa l'tzar gufo, you could try to answer it that way. But here, you need water even when it is tzarach kufo, unless you're going to say, which is not the mashmos, that you only need water when you're not planning to use it for the rest of Shabbos. But it doesn't say that. It sounds like you always need water. Okay.
What's the swar behind that? It can't be around it.
A kli. Yeah, it's a
good heter use.
The answer is that the heter of a kli is not, again, I wish I had a better answer to this question. I'm not.
Yeah,
you do have an answer. Well, one second. Well, anyway, going back to that, I don't know what you mean by you have the fun thing. The answer is that it's a something that's not a kli is muksa even when you're not makzet, as we've seen before, like by rocks. And this is not a kli. So even though I'm not makzet, because a kli has to be something that doesn't sicken me. Here? I don't know. Okay, what's the alternative? I'm looking for answers.
Maybe it's so gross. It's a stamp, like a painting. It's a stamp, just doesn't require moving it, and you never move it for any other purpose. So maybe it's a kind of hazardous.
The stamp, it's true that every time I use it, I move it. But that's after I move it. While I'm using it, I don't move it, right? So a chair isn't a kli.
No, the chair you.
What do you mean? I'm using the chair.
The graph, if
I don't move it.
If it wasn't,
and for that matter, the table.
Maybe you could go 24 hours without cleaning the chamber pot, but it happens to me now.
It doesn't sound that way. I don't know if you're right. If you're talking about an outhouse that they come around, you know, once every week to clean out, fine. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you would use it and you take it out.
It's not part of the use to clean it out. It's just a heter I have to come on to some point to clean it out. But the function of it doesn't require a total.
Right, like a chair and a table. The function of the chair doesn't require any movement.
I move it to
get it to the right place, or when I'm done with
you
it.
You need it to get into the table, not the
table. By the table itself.
People move this.
You move this into place. I want it here. I move it here. I sit down.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. People,
people
No, I don't know the Messiah's Gerah.
I
don't know. Move the chamber.
I don't know.
It implies something.
Yeah, what does he say?
The door is clean because it can't be Mahasamara.
That's just a quote of Magen Avraham.
That's what the Sefer and
They all say the same thing. It's the words in the Magen Avraham. I just don't know what. We're out of time. This is what really wanted to talk about today, but we didn't have a chance, so we'll talk about it next time. But just for in terms of preparing, we're going to talk about Enos and Grashal Rei L'Chatchila, which is really Sif Ches. And one of the things that we need to figure out is there a kula of Nemela? And if there is, so how do you explain the Sugin Beit Zedaf Chaf Aleph, where L'Chart's Nemela and it's still us and Alt Gashon Le L'Chatkula? And then another issue that we'll talk about at least a little over here that you should think about is Aaron's question of how does Bitzel Kli Mechano get into this point? Like Aaron was asking, take out my garbage before Shabbos, am I allowed to fill it up on Shabbos? So that's not directly on this topic, because we're doing Graf, not Bittul, Kli Mechano, but certainly it's relevant. So we're going to go on for next time, but those are two points that we'll discuss.